few people in Sitka know as much about the area's military history as high school teacher Matt Hunter.
I kind of have a passion for local history and really got into World War II stuff back in middle school.
He says in the 1930s, after Imperial Japan invaded its neighbors, the United States realized it had few Pacific defenses outside of Hawaii and the Panama Canal Zone.
But Alaska, sort of the third vertex of a strategic triangle, was completely undefended.
Military planners went to work to change that. Naval air stations in Kodiak, Dutch Harbor, and Sitka were rapidly developed. Defense of those naval bases fell to the Army, which installed a battery of guns capable of striking an enemy ship from 12 miles away.
And that would give them a very good coverage of the main entrances to Sitka Sound to defend the air station.
But as the tide of the war shifted, the threat from Imperial Japan receded, and by 1944, the military canceled the defense project.
And they just polished up the work that was right next to town. And then as soon as they finished, they abandoned them and locked the doors and left.
Today, the site is heavily overgrown. But among the ruins, there's still evidence of the incredible effort by thousands of men.
This construction material that is rusting away, there's piles of rebar, cement bags, all this stuff staged out there ready to finish. And there's even some notes on some of the workbenches, and they're written by the men who are in the construction battalion.
One member of that battalion came back for a visit more than a decade ago.
That's just like MacArthur wading ashore. MacArthur said, "I shall return." I didn't like that guy, though.
93-year-old Bob Vollmer returned with his family to Krutzoff Island in the summer of 2010.
This is a neat place. Spooky.
KCAW's Ed Ronco shadowed him and filed a story about the Indiana man who'd spent most of 1943 helping build Fort Babcock.
I've been dreaming about this for years and years and years. I really didn't think I'd ever get back here.
Vollmer passed away earlier this month at the age of 104. But in the interview he gave to KCAW more than 11 years ago, he expressed surprise by how much nature had taken over what had been a bustling observation post during the war.
And I'm real happy to know, like places like this, they're still environmentally sound.
But Fort Babcock is not as pristine as it may have appeared to Vollmer in 2010. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is tasked with cleaning up former military sites, discovered serious contamination about 2 or 3 years later. Beth Astley is the Army Corps' project manager, overseeing cleanup of the site. She says investigators knew about the old oil tanks, but in 2012 and 2013, they dug deeper.
That's when we discovered there was PCB contamination at the former power plant.
In a document filed last summer, the Army Corps announced plans to remove about 559 cubic yards of PCB-contaminated soil and place them in what Astley calls super sacks,
which are large sacks that are specially made to hold contaminated soil. And then those bags would then be put onto a barge, and then they would be taken to a port and then to the landfill.
In the lower 48. There aren't any places in Alaska that accept PCBs, which are carcinogenic and will bioaccumulate in the body.
They don't seem to go away very quickly. You know, they can persist for a really long time.
Sitka Tribe of Alaska has been pushing for the cleanup of Shoals Point. People hunt, fish, and gather traditional foods on Krutzoff Island, just a skiff ride across the sound from Sitka.
The tribe is pleased that the Army Corps is going forward with cleaning up the site because it's long overdue.
That's Helen Dangle. She works in natural resources for the tribal government. She says the Army Corps' plan is to address the most hazardous waste at the former Fort Babcock site.
But that doesn't mean that all of the contaminants will be cleaned up. In the document, there's a lot of talk about cleanup levels and if there's a complete pathway to humans through air, through drinking water, through skin contact, or through eating. And so if they determine that there's not a complete pathway, then some of the contaminants aren't getting cleaned up.
The Army Corps says it plans to remediate the area to residential standards, and no additional environmental monitoring would be required. Matt Hunter, the math and physics teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School, says Shoals Point is a fantastic place to visit.
It's not like a park, something that's had interpretation and doors locked. Everything's wide open, and it's also a very unique place being on this volcanic island with all the surf coming in and the open ocean, it's absolutely beautiful.
The cleanup isn't going to happen overnight. The Army Corps is still designing the $2.2 million effort. Actual work and removal of the PCB-contaminated soils isn't expected until 2024, 80 years after the U.S. military had walked away. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.